An 8-year-old girl, scared out of her mind, devastated by her parents' death, crying and hoping for someone to find her. Have you ever seen a child being abandoned or orphaned? Well, this was worse, way worse. Her parents didn't just abandon her or get into an accident. They killed themselves. You see, when you're 8 years old and all alone, the world can seem like a scary place. Hell, no matter how old you are, it can seem that way. But no one should have to go through what she did. 5 years passed. She lived all alone. And all she ever wondered was why. Why did her parents do this? Why couldn't she have a normal life like everyone else? Just why? No one had come near the house in the past 5 years. God knows how she survived. Then one morning, she woke up to the sound of cars and people outside. She was surprised, and in no place to talk to them, but was forced to as they invaded her house. She ran and hid behind the table, trying to get a peek of what they were doing. "Hi, what's your name?" a deep voice says. She turns to see a tall man with brown hair and hazel eyes. He looks as if he'd come straight out of the movies.
Talia,
she stutters.
"Well, Talia, nice to meet you. I'm Elijah. We're here to sell this house."
This is when she just knew everything was going to get worse. She had lost the will to fight, so she just said okay, packed up her things, and left the house. It was dark outside, and she had nowhere to go. She kept walking, with hope to see someone that could take her in, but there was no one in sight. She then heard a voice. It sounded familiar. It was almost as if something good was finally about to happen. Talia followed the voice all the way to a huge shabby house that looked as if nobody lived there. The gates creaked open, and Talia entered. She wasn't afraid. She didn't think anything could scare her after certain events that occurred in her past. As she entered, the voice got clearer, and that's when it hit her. It was familiar because it was her mother's voice. "Mom!" she screamed, but got no reply. She then came to her senses. Her mother was dead, so she thought she was just hearing things. Just walking around looking for the owner of the house, she got tired. I mean, it had been a long day. A door opened to a room, and she went in to find a bed. She decided to get some sleep and talk to the owners in the morning. It was around 1 a.m. she woke up as she felt something under her pillow. She slid her hand under and pulled out a necklace with one of the most beautiful pendants she had ever seen. She admired it for a good 5 minutes, then put it on, along with the necklace given to her by her father, and went back to sleep. The next morning, she woke up with a major headache and needed medication desperately. Talia walked out of the room and down the corridor, straight to the study. It felt like something was pulling her there, almost as if she had no control over her body. She knocked on the door. There was no answer, so she walked right in. This was the most beautiful study she had ever been to. While going through the stuff in the study, she found a few books and sat down to read. Everything was going well, until she started reading the third book. In this book, she found a picture. There were 13 people in the picture, out of which 2 were her parents. Tears rolled down her cheeks, falling onto the book. "Why? After all these years, why did I have to find this now? I don't want to remember them. I have no one. I don't have any reason to live. I wish I were just dead," she cried. She slammed the book shut and ran back to the room. She just lay in bed, grabbing the necklace her father had given her. Talia was really mad at this point, and so she took off the necklace and threw it to a corner of the room. The next thing she knew, it was the next morning and she was back in the study. "It happened again," she blacked out. She ignored the blackout and went back to reading. She wanted to know if these books knew why her parents did what they did. 3 days had passed. She had learned so much about her parents' death. They didn't want to kill themselves. It was a sacrifice. But a sacrifice for what? She then found a letter. It was addressed to her. She opened it and started reading. "Dear Talia, we hope you never find this letter, because if you're reading this, it means you're in the house and you need to get out of there. We're sorry for everything and we love you, but you need to leave before she gets to you. And remember, you must never take off that necklace. Mom and Dad." That's when it hit her. The entire study was filled with books about sacrifices, cults, and spirits. Her parents sacrificed themselves so the spirit would stay trapped, and she had let it out. She ran to find the necklace, but it was too late. The pendant was glowing. She had fed the spirit, and now it was taking over her body.
What would you wish for, little girl?
These were the last words she ever heard.